Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Devious Doctor. This file is a bit of a fantasy in a way, or maybe a slice of reality that you have forgotten. But let me help you to remember the many ways in which a simple doctor's visit could become a lot more interesting. It begins with closing your eyes and allow yourself to imagine. A waiting room. Like many others, basically rectangular, chairs, magazines on a table, mostly white, some plants next to the window. Your normal doctor wasn't available, so you had to go somewhere else. And this place, you're not exactly sure why, but got recommended by someone you know. There were other people in the waiting room too. It was kind of nice. There was no real smell, and there was a gentle music in the background that reminded you of maybe a day spa or something else relaxing. Since you were not the only one there, you could look around at the others in the waiting room. Some of them looked more nervous than others. And a few that were already there before you arrived got called in to the doctor's office. And you weren't exactly sure how much time passed, but without fail, they seemed to exit again with a dreamy smile on their face. Well, at least they were happy, I guess. The magazines on the table were strange as well. You couldn't quite place them, and every time you tried to read them, your attention appeared to slip. They were perfectly fine at first glance, but something made you drift away a little as you tried to focus on the paper and the words, the images, all those things blending together sort of in a haze. Another person exited the room again with a sort of fuzzy, happy smile on their lips. They walked past the front desk and with a little wave exited the building. It was finally your turn. The doctor will see you now. You were led into the main office by a nurse who opened the door for you and let you into the room. The room itself was similar to many others that you may have seen before, with one of those large bed kind of things that you could lay down on if needed, and just a simple desk as well. Nothing fancy, nothing too special, just nice, clean, and simple. The doctor itself, well, himself. Well, something about him. Let me introduce myself. Hello, I am Nimja. And what's wrong with you today? With a gentle smile, I motioned to the seat on the other side of the desk, where we could face each other. as you tell your story, I listen. And with encouraging nods and sometimes a few words, I allow you to simply speak. Something about this place is just quite nice. All right. I think I have an idea of what we could do to help you. Would you kindly stand up? And as you stand up, I walk around the desk and slowly approach you. With a classical stethoscope around my neck and a smile on my lips. All right, well, I am going to make sure that you're all right. So we're going to do a few checks on your body. Would you kindly take a step back? Very good, thank you. Now allow me to have a look. Just stand still. No need to move. I will do all the moving for you. That's right, shoulders, back. That looks all right. Let me have a quick listen to your heart and the slightly cool feeling was felt even through the clothing. The stethoscope is, well, made of metal, of course. Very good. I'm sure we can calm you down even more. I gently move around you and lift your arms one by one, stroking from your shoulder all the way down your arms. It's like a wave of relaxation that spreads through your body. And after I did both arms, your shoulders immediately felt more relaxed. Would you kindly open your mouth for a moment? And with one of those, well, almost old-fashioned but so very practical wooden sticks, I gently press down your tongue and make sure that everything is all right. Then, turning around, opening a little bottle, taking out something that looks similar to a pill, but transparent and almost gummy-like. Here, take this. You don't have to swallow it, just let it melt in your mouth. You'll find that it's quite pleasant to let it sit there for a moment. The flavor of it was quite unusual, fruity almost. It was so intense it took up almost all your attention. You barely noticed how I walked around and gently stroked along your spine, allowing your mind to go all the way down. The flavoring, in fact, was incredibly powerful and nice. It was hard to put your finger on it exactly what it tasted like. And the more you were curious about it, the more blank your mind appeared to be. Yes, this is one of the new pills that we're testing out. Oh, don't worry. It's perfectly safe. It's in fact more than safe. It has shown to reduce all thoughts and leave you in this wonderfully calm state where everything is just nice. Would you kindly turn around and sit down on the table there? And as your body moved much by itself more than anything else, you noticed that there was a gentle tingling almost all throughout your body. It was almost like being in a dream, sort of nice and sweet, fruity and flavorful. You weren't sure if the pill that was in your mouth was still melting or had already gone. You noticed that you were already lying down, on your back, just staring at the ceiling. There was some kind of light fixture there. Not quite a spiral, but definitely something moving, turning, circling around in a wonderful display of light. You were sure that you had been told to stare at it, even though you can't quite remember the words. Everything was just so wonderfully fuzzy and hazy. And the more the sweet drug played on your system, the more wonderfully helpless you become. You could feel my hands picking up your wrists, testing the mindlessness of your body by just lifting them a little and then letting you drop even more. And of course, to be certain, I also did that to the other wrist, just lifting it for a moment and then letting it drop. And this is where the real fun begins. As your body and mind were completely vulnerable, laying here on the examination table, I can do anything that I want. I slowly move your body bit by bit, bending your legs a little, moving your arms, making sure that everything is laying perfectly, incredibly relaxed and deep. Just relax and let it happen. Very carefully, I examine each and every part of your body. I measure, I test, I press down on your muscles and pull a little to make sure that I understand and mark down the exact qualifications of your body. I'm telling you to say things as well while you're still staring at the spiral, at the moving of everything that I do. You probably won't even remember the words that you're saying as you follow my commands. There's a wonderful sensation of drifty dreaminess going in and out of your attention, every part of you simply follows. Now, one of the really fun things is that we can also program your mind while you're here, making sure that it feels all well and good. And I'm sure you already know the answer if you listen to your unconscious deep inside. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. It seems like everything is going according to plan. It's absolutely lovely to know that you're doing such a good job at following all of these instructions. And don't worry, besides the sweet taste and wonderful manners, there won't be much that you can recall. All of this is just a dream, a fantasy. It's nothing like what it could seem. Because this is just a normal doctor's visit, a simple checkup to make sure that you're still doing well, that you're on the right path, that everything is just fine. And it is. You're doing just fine. In fact, I would even say that you're doing exemplary. It's so good to see someone that completely lets go when being told to. And it's even nicer when you respond without thinking. Now, would you kindly keep your focus on that light spiral deep in your imagination, twisting and turning, pulling you down deeper and deeper. There's a few more things that we're going to discuss, even if you may not notice the questions being asked. You are going to answer without thinking. Well done. That was impressive. Oh, that's interesting. All right. I think I know enough. The beauty of this whole procedure is that this time there's no need to take anything off. We can do all of this and more just like this, preparing and continuing to program your mind for the correct response. Now let's see if we can stand you back up and walk over this way, following instructions without thought. Just one or two final measurements. Stand over there. Very good. All done. And the beauty is that in a moment, when I count you back up, just for a little while, you'll Still, remember that sweet flavor, that fruity sensation. You might even notice a waiting room around you before you leave completely. You'll get back to your thoughts, don't worry. It's all good. You're doing so well. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And thank you for your visit. Until we see again.